Rev it up and welcome to Cars Yeah, show number 1967. Be prepared to be inspired.
This is Cars Yeah, where you'll enjoy interviews with inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Mark Green is here to provide you with a fuel injection of automotive inspiration. So get in, sit down, buckle up, and get ready for a wild ride here on Cars Yeah.
Hello, inspiring automotive enthusiasts, and welcome to Cars Yeah. Today, I'm across the pond again. I seem to go across the pond a lot here on Cars Yeah in London, England, with two very special guests by the name of Tony and Carmen Matthews. Tony, Carmen, welcome to Cars Yeah. Do you have any gear, and are you ready to release the clutch?
Oh, hell yes. We're ready, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and thank you for inviting us. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, this is fun. You know, I rarely have two guests at the same time, much less partners here. You're both married, right?
Yes. That's correct. That's correct.
There you go. So this will be kind of fun. Now, before I give you both a proper introduction, and I'm going to start with the lady here, Carmen. What's one little thing that maybe people don't know about you, Carmen?
Probably that I started traveling extremely early. So I seem to have a flavor for road trips brought over from the Neverland of pre-born. The first time I went traveling, I was 5 years old. I twisted my dad's arm and my mother's arm to go on a road trip with my family friends and their daughter to Portugal.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah. And how about you, Tony? What's one little thing most people don't know about you?
Gosh, well, I used to work for a car magazine about 14, 15 years ago, and I did a road trip out to Las Vegas with Microsoft, where it was a PR stunt for the video game called Project Gotham, where we had to replicate the actual video game in Las Vegas. So I dressed up with a funky cowboy's hat, which is twice the size of my body, with a penis strapped to my nose, going to do certain challenges all through Las Vegas by stealing chips from a poker table inside a casino, to then being arrested by a police officer in order to challenge and finish all these to beat off the other journalists. So it was kind of something funky I've never even did before. It was wild, imagining through Vegas, driving through. And it was actually the time of the SEMA show as well. So there's car people everywhere looking at me driving in a convertible Mustang with a penis nose and a wild, wide cowboy hat on my head. So not many people know that.
And actually a blow-up doll as well.
Oh, gosh, yeah, I forgot about that.
A blow-up doll, a penis nose, and a cowboy hat stealing poker chips. Yeah, you should have been arrested for that, for sure.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's a unique answer to that question. Probably one of the more unique answers I've ever heard. But as they say, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So we'll just leave that one right there. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Well, let me give you both a proper introduction and we'll talk about what you guys are doing without cowboy hats and penis noses. So here, my gosh, that was silly. Here we go. Tony and Carmen Matthews are co-founders of Superfly Autos. This is How We Roll, an automotive media lifestyle brand that searches the globe to find car creators from the many cultures of the automotive world. They unveil their projects and builds, most of which are unseen by many of us in the automotive trade. Their journey began in 2006 when they started working as professional automotive photographers, and then in 2012, Superfly Autos was born. Their mission is to travel the world, creating original, authentic stories from the global car culture to inspire others like our listeners today and me. Since their start, they have two additional brands, including Chapter 2050 that has a focus on the future and Diecast Heroes, documenting custom Hot Wheels builds. We'll be back in just a moment to learn more about Tony and Carmen. I think we're going to have fun today, but first a word from our valued sponsors. So give them a little love and we'll be right back. Keep a cowboy hat on. I love Covercraft's new five-layer all-climate cover. It was developed and engineered for anything Mother Nature can throw our way. It's very soft, breathable, and easy to store, and pampers your paint and interior surfaces, providing maximum UV, rain, dust, and snow protection. Add their gust guards for windy conditions for extra protection. Their five-layer all-climate cover is custom-tailored with Covercraft's attention to detail, form and fit with a quality and attention that's been their standard since 1965. Covercraft protects cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, trailers, and watercraft too. Every one of my vehicles is protected by a Covercraft cover. And I have a deal for you. Use the code YA21 at Covercraft.com and you'll get 10% off your Covercraft order plus free shipping. That's right, 10% off and free shipping. Just type in the word YAH, Y-E-A-H, 21 at checkout. Yeah, 21 at Covercraft.com. Covercraft, protecting the things that move you. Most people don't think about their collector car insurance until their annual premium becomes due. Well, why wait and see if there are better options for your beloved rides? I didn't. Did you know if you change carriers before your policy runs out, your insurance company has to refund you the unearned portion of your policy premium? I did my homework, I shopped around, and I found American Collectors Insurance. And that's who protects my Porsche Turbo. That's right, the one I call my Orange Crush. They've been protecting collector vehicles since 1976. I encourage you to call my friends at American Collectors Insurance. Ask them about their agreed value policy. And if your collector vehicle is on your regular auto policy, you will be shocked at the savings, not to mention the assurance, should something bad happen to your ride, that you'll get what your vehicle is actually worth. Give them a call today for a quote at 866-ACI-YAH. That's 866-224-9324. Tell them you're a friend of Mark Green at Cars Yeah, American Collectors Insurance. Classic car insurance designed by collectors for collectors. Automotive enthusiasts just like you and me. That's American Collectors Insurance. Give them a call today. All right, so we are back. So we're going to dive a little deeper in the corner to this adventure that you two are taking, and I'll let whoever wants to start first here, but your backstory is kind of interesting to me because you two pretty much sold everything and said, we're going to start doing this thing on our own and get out there and show the world what's going on. And I really take my cowboy hat off to you. So tell me, what instigated this whole Superfly start? This is a really fascinating story.
Yeah, I mean, we go back way back to 1999, prior to myself meeting Carmen. I was into the car industry and I was building a project car of my own and making it happen to be featured in a really big car magazine back in the day called Max Power. And then I made it my mission to really get involved in the whole community, and I love meeting people and all these amazing projects. And then what happened, I ended up landing a job at a car magazine where I was working for 3 years. And during that time, I met obviously Carmen, and Carmen speaks German. I'm part English and French, and we have this trio of languages. And through the networking I made at the magazine for 3 years, all these different magazines came to us and said, hey, you guys should work for us, find cars around the world. If you could tag team with a photographer and you can write the articles, and then we can work together. Cut a long story short, we couldn't work with any more photographers. They were too busy. So we self-taught photography. We sold our project car reluctantly, but we knew we wanted a mission to go out and document so many amazing car builders around the world. And then for 7 years, whilst working a corporate job, on weekends, Carmen and I would literally go out to all these different car people around, obviously England, where we're based, Europe, and even as far as the USA, to share stories of the most unique rides in the world. And then it was then 2012, people kept saying, you should create a magazine, you should do your own. And we had the idea of doing that ourselves. And then we just went for it. We bit the bullet and started to create our own digital magazine. It was in the Apple store at the time. And then with the evolution of social media, we evolved all the content outside of the app onto online. And then the whole journey of us leaving England out of our comfort zone was quite a tough challenge decision, because not everybody at the age of the end of being 30 odd years old can decide to sell everything they have, leave a corporate career to chase their dream. But I remember it was me, I think one morning I just got up to go to work and I was like, that's it, I'm done. You know, Carmen goes to work in a stressful banking and corporate environment. I was a project manager for a local city, and we were just tired of that corporate rat race. And we had that dream to do this full time. And during that time, we were learning online how to do online marketing so we can understand the new digital world. Because we did social media for a while, we really got on Facebook, but the other side of a business we just didn't have. And then we said, right, let's give ourselves 6 months, see how much money we can save up. Carmen worked immense shifts to get extra money in. We sold our car, all possessions, even memorabilia we had for years. But we were like, you know what? This is something we've got to do once. If we don't do it, we'll regret it. And then it was the end of 2014. We literally flew out to Germany, first step, where obviously Carmen's family was. And we're still living out a suitcase to this day, which is about 6-7 years now.
Oh, Carmen, did you ever think when you met this guy, Tony, this would be the life that you'd end up running? This is a great story. I love this.
Well, it actually didn't faze me. At first, yeah, I was like, what the hell is going on? He just wakes up in a dream and tells me, nope, that's it. We are going. And I'm like, going where? Like, I was not even awake at that time properly. I mean, I'd had, like I said earlier already, the travel bug already. Mm-hmm. That is just part of me. So I actually traveled and more or less worked my way through Europe way before I met Tony. So I worked and lived in Greece. I worked and lived in Fuerteventura, one of the Canary Islands. Then I was living and working in Switzerland. That is where I met Tony. So, and then I came to England. So it's nothing difficult or out of the box for me. For me, that was like, okay, let's pack everything up and let's organize. That was it for me.
You know, I love this story because it's something that 10 years ago or so, few people could even do, because all these platforms now exist. Platforms I use for podcasting, YouTube, social media platforms, all these things exist now where people like you two or I can go out and create something and present it to the world, monetize it in a variety of different ways, and have fun doing what we love. That's what Cars Yeah is all about. I follow some YouTube people and some vloggers that are doing things like you two, and that's why I wanted to have you on the show here today, that are so crazy in some people's ideas of the traditional, this is how you go through life. But this is opening opportunities for people that we couldn't even dream of not too long ago. So I really commend you two. And I guess, Tony, in a way, Carmen was an angel sent to you, because here's somebody that from the age of 5 loved to go out and travel. So she just probably looked at you once her eyes opened up a little wider and said, well, sure, why not? Let's do it. Were you surprised when she said, okay?
You know, not at all, because obviously we're a duo with Superfly Autos. We both do it together. We met actually in Switzerland, as Carmen said. I was on a photo shoot prior to going full-time working for this car magazine. I did a few assignments in between my university studies, and we went to Switzerland because I found this guy with 5 vehicles, and she was there as a friend. And there was just something there. I thought, okay, so she's a lovely lady, very beautiful, and she's loving cars because she's in the mix with other car people. So there was a connection. So in the end, it was a no-brainer, because then when I got the job and I moved from North England to London to work for them, a few months later, Carmen had a job that she had lined up prior to meeting me in London. And then we got together. It was just a synergy that she loved cars as much as me. So it's not very often you have couples who are, you know, into both passions, especially cars, because there's that kind of stigma that the guy is always, you know, into the cars and everything, and the lady's on the side frowning or something, rolling her eyes. But it's not like that anymore. Anyway, it's evolved. But for us two, it became our lifestyle, because we came from this. And so to have the travel like Carmen loves, and for us to just go out on this adventure, it was cool. Yeah. All around.
I love the story. Now, before we get into some of your other brands you've developed, Chapter 2050 and Diecast Heroes, tell our listeners a little more about the type of content that you've been producing as you're out in the world, looking at people's different builds and so forth, and how people can access this.
Absolutely. So first of all, for people, obviously, the name Superfly Autos, everyone used to say Superfly. That is that kind of 70s groove, as you mentioned yourself to us. And the aspect of Superfly is to stand for all types of vehicles, all types of cultures, but the flies, as in the coolest out there. So the builds have to be incredible. The people's story have to be amazing. And normally when you find a car and you go, that looks incredible, the person behind is really impressive. So our mixture and philosophy is to get every type of culture mixed up, whether it's a hot rodder, classic car, retro car, low rider, rat rider, only showcase the best, show each other's culture and go, you may not love that, but hopefully by you showing each other, you might respect a little bit more what they're doing to their cars, and maybe interchange some ideas of what you could do to your car. So then it evolves the whole culture. So for us, we go out to all these different variety of people, whether it's in a garage or a car show, we hang out for the day with them, we take pictures, and we just really want to show that out there you can create something that is so unique, and you can have your heart, all heart and soul into it. Hence the tagline, this is how we roll. You know, you don't have to like us, but this is me. This is my car. This is how I roll. And we have this community to be able to hopefully raise the respect within the culture, because we've seen a lot of politics in the last 20 years that we've been in there. And since we've done this, we've allowed ourselves to get some amazing photographs, some videos, some vlogs, you know, all this kind of content, which people then, hearing them talk, the car owners are going, wow, I didn't realize the lowrider scene was more like these guys tell us of family, it's culture and heritage. I used to think it was all the Snoop Dogg videos and things like this. So we're helping in a way to either bridge gaps or pull down a few barriers, and people see part of the culture in a different light, which hopefully is more positive than they thought prior.
Oh, absolutely. Bringing people together. And if anything I've learned after interviewing 1,900 plus people here is that car people, no matter what, they are all kind of the same. I always say if it rolls on rubber, I probably love it. So Carmen, tell me a little bit about some of the two additional brands, starting with Chapter 2050 with this focus on the future.
Sure. 2016, we went for the first time to the CES show, which is in Las Vegas, which is heavily focused on anything and everything future. Of course, as well, cars. So that was our prime curiosity. You know, what would the car of the future look like? How far can we, in terms of customization, still go? That was our curiosity. And once we've been there, we both were like, wow, literally, it blew our heads off. How far technology was ahead of what we even thought at this moment in time. So we thought, okay, you know what? Maybe it's time for us to take the focus and include it into our brands from the Superfly perspective. And that's what we did. Now, what we have focused on a lot is actually the design elements, the futuristic outlook in general for now. There is more that we want to do. And here and there, actually, we brushed even on electric motors in car racing. Let's say we've, like, way before we did that, we had photographed a Beetle with a heavy, heavy battery engine, like inverted commas engine, battery powered. There was not Tesla, not anyone else talking about, oh, let's do battery powered cars. So we have always had that a little bit within, but yeah, that is something we did from 2016 onwards. And the second brand, Diecast Heroes, started literally whilst we were in the pandemic. We have been out and about a lot, and here and there we brushed people who either had an extensive Hot Wheels collection or other diecast slot car collection, for example. And it was always intriguing. But when was that? 2017, we went to Hot Wheels to Mattel. Is that right? 2017? Yeah. Just checking in with Tony so I'm not getting my years mixed up. But yeah, we went to Mattel and spoke to the Hot Wheel designers there, which was very fascinating. So that gave us a little bit of a backbone to build up on Diecast Heroes. And Diecast Heroes is literally focusing on custom Hot Wheels creators, meaning they have full-on garages built out in their home that are like big workbenches, but all dedicated to plucking apart and recreating in a new manner Hot Wheels or other diecasts.
Wow. On Monday next week, I've got Mike Zarnak coming back on the show. He's a massive Hot Wheels expert in the world of collecting and so forth. And I know, having attended SEMA 31 times now, they have the Hot Wheels group. And I've even had people from Hot Wheels on this show talking about the big builds of the full-size cars, replicas of Hot Wheels or new styles and so forth. So yeah, that whole genre is so active and so big. So this is fun how you've scaled your business and expanded it to different areas. So if you were to look ahead, you two, into the future of the next 2, 3, 4 years is kind of far to go out, given what we put through the last 18, 19 months with this crazy pandemic. If you were to look out ahead, Tony, on bucket list items that you two would love to accomplish with this wonderful new life you've created for yourselves, what would that be?
Well, I mean, yes, you're right. In the last couple of years, it's been quite an interesting time for us all. But we've always had in the back of our mind of taking Superfly Autos to a next level of, in terms, if you can imagine the brand called Vice, where they do short films based on some really interesting content from around the world you wouldn't necessarily even have heard of until you've actually come across one of their videos. We've always seen Superfly to be that type of media company, whereby we are going to the most interesting, unique individuals and really tell stories, but on a deeper level. So for the last 6 years, we've gone out there and met with people, but we're now seeing, you know, short films, deeper conversations, more content to what we're doing, far bigger extension, and really bringing out the most unique light we've never done before. So that's what we're currently in the process of evolving the brand. Now, obviously, in the last couple of years, I know a lot of people have been obviously affected, no different to ourselves. So we're now doing a fundraiser with our business to get our community involved. And we're looking for 2,000 people to say, look, that's where we're taking the brand next. And if you guys believe our mission to really evolve into that direction, then we're looking to bring people on board. So that is something we were on the brink of starting 2 years prior to what happened. But obviously, with all the difficulties, it's made us rethink a lot of different things. And obviously bringing Diecast Heroes, and now we have this bigger vision to go into those territories in addition to the Superfly guys to show these videos that are just more authentic than what you see in terms of the car videos you see right now. There's a lot of great content out there, but we have a unique story because of what we've done, and we've come from the scene. But what if now we can literally be those journalists who go so deep underground, let's say, hang out with like lowriders in Compton, for example, and be those ones that I would never go there, but those guys go. Mm. They bring out all these stories, and it's like, wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, these guys build a car with literally a few bucks a week, but look what they built. And we hope by that, then it inspires more people to do more.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the ultimate vision for Superfly.
I love this. You know, you really are great inspiring people for all of us in the car trade, because I love this. This is a recurring theme in your life, is bringing people together and exposing things that others may not have known, or kind of bashing these stereotypes that some of us have, me included, about certain types of automotive enthusiasts. Oh, they're into that. I'm not really into that. But once you are exposed to them, or you go to one of those events, you go, these guys are just like me. They love cars. They're just a little bit different. And the more of these things you get exposed to, the more you appreciate these builds, what they're doing, and you get excited and think, maybe that's something I should get into. So what you two are doing is fantastic. We're going to take a short break for sponsors. Come back. I want to talk about some of the challenges you've faced in this endeavor. So keep that thought in mind, and we'll be right back. I've discovered Linkage. It's a new quarterly publication and website that covers the automotive market, driving, restoring, collecting, and discovering your passion for motor vehicles. Linkage is about experiences, opinions, and values. Linkage is an actual, informed, reasoned opinion based on firsthand experiences. A talented Linkage team covers the automotive world, the people who share your passion and mine, smart, considered, rational, and experienced opinions, ones you can learn from and grow. That includes our passion that drives auctions and the collector car market. So come with me and join us on this journey. And be sure to use the code CARSYEAH when you subscribe, and they'll give you $10 off. Boom! Linkage, geared for the automotive life. Subscribe today at linkagemag.com. Did you know that less than 3% of all automotive technicians in the United States are women? You may not be surprised, but you should be concerned, because our country is facing a massive technician shortage right now. Skilled, qualified techs are in high demand, and we need young women and men to consider these careers as a viable path to a fulfilling life. I've interviewed hundreds of women in the automotive sector here on Cars Yeah, and I know that women make great techs. That's why I support the nonprofit Tech Force Foundation and its Women Techs Rock initiative to ensure women see themselves in the profession, the industry, and the workforce. Learn more at techforce.org today. So let's talk about this. I always ask my guests to share big obstacles, big challenges, even a big failure that somebody has faced in their endeavors. And it's more about how they overcame that and it turned into a positive. So I'll start with you on this question here, Carmen. What's been one of the biggest obstacles, challenges you face with this endeavor that you two are up to?
Wow. Obstacles, challenges. You know what? I'm not big on classing anything an obstacle, mm-hmm. simply because I think if you give it a name as such, then you're just making it bigger in your head. So for me, everything is just, okay, how can we rethink it? How can we change it? How can we tackle what we want differently? Something specific, I guess our current situation is an obstacle. Or let's start with the situation that kicked it off 3 years ago when our Facebook account in 2019 was hacked. And that gave the hackers access to our Superfly page on Facebook, as well as on Instagram, as well as our Chapter 2050 page. So that is more than 1 million people being exposed to hackers. Within 72 hours, Facebook did nothing. Nothing. They didn't even respond to our call out saying, hello, we have been hacked. What we did get, however, is, okay, if we don't hack our pages back, nothing will ever happen. And I felt personally responsible for the data of 1.5 million people that follow us. Yeah. So I put up my hood and I literally went underground.
Oh my gosh.
And I hacked our pages back. Instagram as well as Facebook, both of the brands. So this is what I mean when I'm saying, I don't care what it takes. I'm sitting down, how do I get this? And I'm rethinking, and if I have to break the rules, then I break the rules.
Wow, Carmen, you go, girl. That's awesome. Beat them at their own game. Nice.
Yeah, that was the only choice I had.
Well, yeah, when you feel helpless, you know, this is a big point, because so many people use these other, I call sandboxes, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, you use somebody else's platform to present through. And mm-hmm. as a result, you are at their beck and call if they don't respond, if they don't help, they don't do anything. So that was brilliant. I would have not even thought about doing that. I think most people would just like give up or close down or sit there for weeks. But when you have that many people getting exposed to hackers who are impersonating you, I've had that happen to me, and it's so frustrating because you're like, what do I do? How do I do this? So how did it all end up? You basically flipped it all back on them?
Pretty much, yeah. The only thing I could not get back, and that is still after 3 years biting us, basically, is the business manager. The business manager holds, sadly, everything together. The advertising, the external, you know, people who want to advertise on our page, as well as Instagram and Facebook together. So if you want to post from one platform to the next, meaning as well, we are not allowed to basically advertise at all. We lost every kind of advertising contract through that, and we cannot open any other contracts in that way. So that was a major, major, major loss for us. And to this day, so only about 3 months ago, I had conversations with Facebook, the concierge team, and they are basically hiding behind their privacy regulations to say, well, we cannot just take somebody else's business manager away, although we recognize this is your business.
Wow. Oh, man.
That's a slap in the face. But yeah, that's why things are partially as they are for us.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry to hear you had to deal with that. That's terrible. And even more terrible that you're not getting help either. You just scratch your head and go, I don't get it. Why would you do this? But I've heard this before. It happens. So Tony, you must have been very proud of your wife there, of putting the hood up and going underground. That's cool.
Oh yeah, no, 100%. Because if she hadn't done that, and it was all done in a legal way, it wasn't like, you know, dark web type of territory, yes. Not at all.
Yeah.
There was just not a clever like thing that she saw, and yeah. She was like, boom, this is easy and it's done. 100%, because we'd worked, you know, we were one of the early adopters on Facebook. So to lose 12 years worth of community building and then lose our 1.5 million, that was a hit, a big blow. So for her to get that back was like, wow, you've managed to get it back. And they don't even do that for us. So yes, it was a blessing, because to work that long onto a brand and to lose all your followers is not ideal in that situation. So,
my goodness. Wow. What a story. Whew, talk about a challenge. Yeah. I can't even imagine, especially after building up that kind of an audience. Man, man, oh man. Well, let's talk about something a little more fun here. And that is maybe some special vehicles in your two lives. Maybe it's something you had together. I'm not sure, but Tony, let's start with you. Is there a really special ride in your life that you could share a quick story about?
There's so many rides, obviously. I'm sure it's always that hard question. But if I think of one particular ride, it has to be my first project car, because it's thanks to having that vehicle that got us to what we do today. For your listeners, some may or may not know, but the little Fiat 500, not the classic one, the more the newer age one, which was called a Fiat Cinquecento. And if you can imagine, it looks very similar to a Mini, so very small. And this, for 9 years prior to meeting Carmen, I modified so much onto it to have it featured in a car magazine. That was like that dream for me. And when I managed to do that, especially in the face of others who had cars that were the more obvious ones to pick, I went for something so unusual that people like would even stare at it. And I made it look so unique that this editor at the time went, wow, this is cool, we'll feature it. And that started my whole buzz into how do I get into this industry? How can I really do more? And then that car, it had everything from nitrous oxide, house of color candy paint on it, carbon fiber, huge audio system, which is too loud for the car. You could hear me probably 5 miles down the road. The little box thing was amazing, but it gave me a lifeline of not only getting into this industry, but it took me out of living in a really rough area, because I used to live as a kid in a really rough kind of estate or neighborhood, you say in the US. And it was my ticket out of that and into a new life. So this car, I owe so much to it, because it gave me a lifeline in so many ways. And to this day, I actually would like to have it back. Mm-hmm. But actually, we did find it from an owner, I think 2 years ago, because I sold it on. And still, like 13 years later, it was still alive, driving the road in England.
Wow.
Up until 2 years ago, where this lady's got, she went, it's pretty much in pieces now. I think it's at the end of its life. But one day, I'll probably replicate something similar.
Yeah. How about you, Carmen? Is there a special ride in your world, in your life?
Well, I'd love to have one. And I was actually chasing one for a long time. And that would be a Ford Escort, a classic one. The simple reason for that is I lost my dad very early in life. So 15 years I was. And that was his favorite car. So if I could ever, ever get my hands on a Ford Escort, that would be mine, and I would modify it. And he wanted always to lower it as well and have big wheels on. He was a huge fan of Dean Moon. So I would love to get moons on, literally, on that car. So yeah, that would be it.
All right. I think that's in your future for sure. Something, you know, you're married to a guy who can help you with that, you know.
That's why I'm married. No, yeah. Not at all.
I love it. Okay, I'm going to be your car psychologist for you two today. I'm going to crawl into your skulls. And so I want you to sit back on the couch and think about this. I'm going to start with you, Carmen. If you were manifest as a vehicle, what would you be? But more importantly, why?
Let me think a moment for that. Maybe a Pantera. I'd be a Thomas Pantera, because I think that's just a rebellious car. I'm rebellious.
You know, I have a great listener and friend. He's listening right now. Good morning, Chris. And he has been restoring a Pantera for some time. He bought it and then uncovered a little bit of rust and stuff in those things. And it's getting close to getting back on the road. So we're hoping it'll be back in 2022. But yeah, I can see that. A little rebellious, you know. That's maybe Chris's rebellious side. How about you, Tony?
Gosh, I think for me, I was just thinking the Porsche. A 911 Porsche. And the reason I say this is I've always loved that kind of 80s sports car, like the Countach and the Ferrari Testarossa. But there's something about the Porsche 911, I feel, that you've got that kind of luxury-esque side of it, but also that rawness and sexiness. And to me, I like that mix. I'm quite an eclectic guy. And I think if you can have that rawness, but also the sexiness and the luxury mixed in, I think that's a really cool combination. So that's the thing that's strong to mind, but I would have lots more because I love cars in every single way. But I think that, yes, that would be me.
Cool. Well, my listeners know I'm a huge Porsche 911 fan. I've had many of those vehicles, have one today in my garage. So I think you and I are good buddies here, Tony. We can get along. And Carmen, don't worry. I love Panteras too. So like I said, I love anything that rolls on rubber. So let's talk about a great book that you've read. Tony, let's start with you here. Is there a great book you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Wow. Actually, there's several books, and I'll try to remember all the titles, but they are the author of the books is Gary Vaynerchuk, and I'm pretty sure a lot of listeners maybe know him. He's obviously this entrepreneur who's much out there, and we had the opportunity to meet him a couple of years ago. We were in London, and it just happened that he was doing a secret meet overnight. He says, I'll tell you the location in about 2 hours, and we just happened to be in the right place, the right time. He told us, we went by train, and this guy stayed out there for about 3 hours. It was like probably 300 people, and he waited till he saw every single person.
Wow.
And we'd read his books before, some of his videos, but then we got to meet him. He signed our business card and he spoke to us a few moments, and I was like, this guy is probably one of the very few entrepreneurs where he means what he says, he wears his heart on his sleeve, he gives great advice. And through that meeting, we started reading more of his books. And I think you have one that's called Jab, 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 Right Hook.
Yep.
And he's got other various books as well, like
Crush It.
That's right. Ask Gary Vee was another one.
Yeah.
And I think it's just a new one recently. I think it's just on pre-order. And so what I thought about him, he gives this kind of person-to-person style entrepreneurship where he says, care about the community around you. And because we're like that, it resonated to us as a person who's been there and done that. He speaks our same language. So as an entrepreneur book, I think I would recommend that for anybody who's got a business or thinking of starting, or just in general wanted to know how to treat people in general, to be a bit more kind and empathetic. And yeah, this guy, he's got several books, so that'd be the one I would recommend.
Yeah, another one, he's 12 and a half. Yeah, he's an interesting guy because he really got his start selling wine on YouTube, one of the first YouTubers out there to push products. A wine shop his dad had, and he's very active on social media. I mean, he kills it. He gets out there, and he's brutally direct and forward with people about what they need to do. And I like his message with young people as well, that you got to work hard. You gotta crush it. You can't just sit back and think all this is going to come to you. So yeah, Gary Vee, very, very well known. Great books as well. Carmen, how about you? Is there a book you'd love to share?
There are so many good books. It's really hard to share. I personally love books about psychology because that is what I studied. Dying to Be Me by Anita Modani. It's a book about people who, or her personally, who had an NDE, so a
near-death experience, right?
Thank you, that's it. I was struggling for the end. Near-death experience. But what it actually portrays is how far we as human beings get off our own tracks and how difficult we are making it for ourselves. So it's a great lesson, that book.
I love it. Great book. It's not been mentioned here before, but I'm glad you did mention that. I'll remind our listeners, you can find these books and links to them on Tony and Carmen's show notes page here on Cars Yeah. By the way, there's a place on the Cars Yeah website called Guest Recommended Books, where there's over 2,000 books listed there by my inspiring automotive enthusiasts, all with quick, easy links to get them. You could fill the library full of all sorts of books, not only on cars and trucks and motorcycles, but psychology, things like Dying to Be Me, business books like Gary Vee's, and so much more. So check it out. All right, I'm going to allow you two to go on the ultimate drive, which is a pretty neat idea for you two, because that seems to be what you do all the time, is you go out on ultimate adventures. So here's what I'm going to do for you both. You both need to work on this together, though, a little bit, instead of individual rides, because you're a team here. So I'm going to provide you with any vehicle in the world to go on these special trips that you go on. So whatever you'd like it to be. And since you're going to be with each other, that would be fine. But if you'd like to bring somebody special with you, that would be good too. And you'd be going to somewhere very special that maybe you haven't been. So if I could get my magic scepter out and make this magically happen, what does that ultimate drive look like for you two, maybe just for today?
Gosh, like you said, there's so many different places you would like to go to, so many places you have yet to go to. So in terms of a vehicle, I think something like a transport, kind of VW camper van, something that you can live in, and we can literally be on the road consistently traveling. And for us, we've never been to Norway. That type of incredible landscape where you have just the mountains and views are just the most beautiful you've seen in the world. We always spoke, Carmen and I, about going to Norway. And also, there is some incredible car people out there, obviously. This is one of the reasons why we go.
And in winter, there's ice drifting.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Oh, cool. Okay, ice drifting in a VW camper. Better make sure your teapots are put away.
Yes. Make them plastic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this would be kind of cool. Now, I was kind of thinking, not to put your ultimate vehicle in your mind, but when you think about some of these like Sprinter vans or you're British, maybe it's a Range Rover Defender, but it's extended some way or something like that. But I like the idea of a VW camper. What if I modified that with some modern drivetrain so it's a little more user-friendly? It can get up the hills in Norway a little better. Would that work for you?
Oh, absolutely. Off-road, 4x4 style, totally.
Oh, yeah. They're doing, a lot of people are doing that with these kind of vehicles, or even I see people doing the Porsche 911. So maybe we could do this. We could modify this cool VW camper for you guys to travel in and then have a tow rig behind you with a off-road 911. How's that sound, Tony?
That sounds awesome.
Damn.
Yeah.
So you could park the rig, camp, and then go for some drives to go visit some people and do your things. Wow. You know, you two really inspire me, and it's amazing what you've done. I'm so proud of both of you. This is a really exciting adventure. Before I let you go and we share how people can learn more about you two, could you share us maybe with some parting words of wisdom, advice, or inspiration?
Maybe the one thing I have learned over the couple of years that we touched other businesses with is people that way too often, way too fast, just simply give up instead of rethink. I always say to them when they're really at their wit's end, imagine like you're learning to walk again. You never gave up when you fell. you just stood up and you tried again. And you did not pay attention if somebody else laughed, if somebody helped you or not. That was actually not important. You just got up and tried again and tried again and tried again. You may have hurt yourself a little bit. You cried. That's fine. But you get up. And that's exactly what I would like to say.
I love this. This is cool. I'm not sure if you can beat that, Tony, but I'll give you a chance.
Ooh, yeah, it's quite a tough one to beat this one. I think something that people should really understand is when someone says to you, nobody cares, I really believe that there's so many people out there who care about everybody. And there's this stigma, I believe, that people say, just nobody cares about your problems, just work harder. Now, I agree with working and pushing to get to your dreams. But when you say that to somebody, it's so disheartening because you're almost then putting yourself in a position that there's no one cares about me. And in the world right now, especially with what's going down, there definitely is a feeling of loneliness more than we've ever experienced. And we see that a lot with people with what they go through. And like, no one cares about what's going on with you. I've made it right now. Just work harder. And I'm like, that's fine. But you know what? Do you know what's better is working as a community, speaking out to people, sharing ideas. And so what we're going to start to do right now, because we've spoken to a lot of our community, is we're going to start a Telegram group and start to connect people who maybe are struggling with what's going on in the world, especially in the car community, businesses, etc., to start to say, you're not alone. You can do this with other people. You can speak out. You just never know that one conversation could change their life. So I think anybody who says that, just put that aside. Don't take it to heart. This is just how they feel. There is people out there. Reach out and talk.
Oh, wow. Well, you came to bat, big fella. That's another great one. You know, this is what is so cool about what you two are doing. And I really want to do a shout out. Thank you to Cindy Meidel at Car PR for introducing me to Tony and Carmen. She's brought me so many great guests. And you two, wow, what you're doing is really, really special, not only in the automotive sector, but just in the world sector of how to treat people and how to bring people together. And that's what we need so badly. Well, we've always needed it in the world, but we need it now more than ever. So really proud of both of you. It's wonderful what you're doing. How do people keep up with you and track what you're doing and become a part of your world?
Sure. No, absolutely. Obviously, we're on Instagram and obviously Facebook as Superfly Autos. If you type them in the search bars, you'll find us. Same with Diecast Heroes. You put diecast.heroes in Facebook and Instagram. Chapter 2050, also Facebook and Instagram. We do have also a YouTube channel. It's Superfly Autos. You can find it there. And then our website, which is superfly-autos.com. And that's where we have our regular articles as well as the videos on YouTube. So, yeah.
And if anybody wants to contribute to whatever or donate to our business idea, they can find us on gofundme.com under Help Tony and Carmen to Continue Superfly Autos.
There you go. I'm going to put links to all of these on Tony and Carmen's show notes page. So you listeners out there that no doubt have been inspired today by what these two do can go and follow them, share the love, contribute if you can to help this to continue. And I'm hoping that, I have no doubt, you've inspired a few people listening to say, you know what? They did it. I need to go out and follow my dreams and do something. Because I'll tell you, listeners, one thing I've learned doing 1900 plus podcasts here, if you told me 7 years ago when I tried this little silly thing called a podcast that I'd be talking to people in the UK and this many guests, I would have laughed at you. And here we sit, inspiring people every day. You two are awesome. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time and expertise today. This is Christmas week, so Merry Christmas to you and to all you listeners too, by the way. Until you and I talk again, no doubt, Tony, Carmen, I'll see you both down the road.
Thanks, Mark. It's been an absolute pleasure to invite us on. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, and Merry Christmas to you guys too.
Absolutely. This has been spectacular.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's ride here at Cars Yeah. Drive on over to carsyeah.com to find show notes and inspiring automotive fun. Download your free copy of Filler Up, a fun book filled with gorgeous photographs of fuel filler fun, including quotes from more inspiring automotive enthusiasts. Download your copy today, and we'll see you next time on Cars Yeah!